We have this quite credible report in the Daily Mail that Mr. Emhoff, Vice President Harris's husband, was involved in domestic violence. We've been lectured the last few weeks about how masculinity is going to be, is being redefined by the partisan left. I mean, look at this. I had a reaction to this video of, was it the CNN anchors talking about too much testosterone? Look at this.
Something that has also been an important part or an interesting part of how people have talked about your role here is how your role has reshaped the perception of masculinity. And I'm not sure you planned on that, but you are an incredibly supportive spouse. Has that been an evolution for you? And do you think that's part of the role you might play as first gentleman?
It's funny. I've started to think a lot about this. I've always been like this. My dad was like this.
Yeah, that was MSNBC, and there was this other video of CNN talking about how wonderful the new definition of masculinity was over at the convention.
They are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night, who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone-laden, you know, gun-toting kind of guy who wants to listen to Hulk Hogan and the kind of players that came out of the RNC, or might want to listen to that, but also, in addition, understand that it's okay in 2024 to be a man comfortable in his own skin who supports a woman. And that's something that they really are trying to work on with male voters beyond the base.
So Mr. Emhoff is the epitome of the new masculinity. I guess, you know, when you hear the left media complain about too much testosterone and redefining masculinity, what they're saying is they don't like the idea of men generally. I mean, it's completely anti-male. It's misandry. Right, misandry, I think, is the pronunciation. And the irony is that the new masculinity evidently entails hitting women. We have this quite credible report in the Daily Mail that Mr. Emhoff, Vice President Harris's husband, was involved in domestic violence. Here's the clip I had reacting initially to it.
Well, I guess once again, I don't fit into the new definition of masculinity being put out there by the left using Doug Emhoff as a model. Vice President Harris's husband, Emhoff, has been credibly accused with assaulting his then girlfriend for flirting with another man. Man, I wonder if they're going to use the same standards they harass Trump with to target Doug Emhoff. But you know how that goes with the left. Outrageous.
So, you know, you'll see, and we'll show you the Daily Mail story that is shocking America. It leads the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, a 59, allegedly struck a woman in the face so hard she spun around while waiting in a valet line at night after a May 2012 Cannes Film Festival event in France. She told three friends contemporaneously at the time. One of Jane's friends, who's the Jane meaning Jane Doe, her name is not being disclosed. A top New York businessman, one of the friends, I think the woman who was hit was a lawyer, allegedly, said she was at home getting ready for bed that night when she got an unexpected call from her. It was hard to hear her because she was sobbing. She told me she was with a guy and he hit her. It was very clear she was telling me what she was telling me. She said she was with a guy, her date. She was at the Cannes Film Festival, and he hit her. She was in the car with the guy at the time. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to call the French police. I couldn't get a hold of her after calling her back. He said he still has a vivid memory of the troubling conversation from 12 years ago. So where's the media been on this? Well, it's virtually silence. It's virtually silent. As I noted with Donald Trump, it would have been headlines. He quite possibly could be the first gentleman of the United States if Kamala Harris wins. He could be subject to civil liability. Remember up in New York, they changed the law specifically to allow Trump to be sued outside the typical statute of limitations over the allegations he faced from, what was her name? Carol was her last name? Jean Carroll? E. Jean Carroll? What's going to happen with Emhoff? But it highlights the double standards. I don't know if he actually did this or not. I mean, it's credible enough. It's a credible enough report. And he issued a non-denial denial. As I noted on my Twitter feed, I don't remember what the specific language was. I don't know. Can anyone call it up? He talked to Semaphore, made a statement. I think he said that... do we have it? Okay. So I raise this not because it's the number one issue in America, but the question is, what are the standards that the media has, that our law enforcement community has when it comes to assault and battery? And here we have, remember, Joe Biden was credibly accused. Media didn't care. Doug Hemhoff, credibly accused. Media doesn't care. And of course, Trump, he'll probably be impeached 3 more times about things like this if the left gets their way. So just, you know, another example not only of potential government corruption, but what did Kamala Harris know about this? But media corruption as well. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.